South Korea's potential growth rate has declined for decades, reflecting the nation's aging society, slowing capital accumulation, and changing job market, a think tank report showed Wednesday. Asia's fourth largest economy's potential growth rate, gross domestic product per person age 15 and over by decade, came to an average 2.1% in the 2010s, compared with 7.6% in the 1980s, according to the Korea Economic Research Institute. The figure has been gradually falling, with 5.3% in the 1990s and 3.8% in the 2000s. A potential growth rate is the rate of economic expansion a country can sustain over the medium term without excess inflation. It has overall declined in advanced economies in recent decades. The think tank tool Total Factor Productivity, Capital Accumulation, Labor Hours, and Employment per Decade into account when calculating the growth rates. As a result, all areas except employment rate have been declining in recent decades. Total Factor Productivity, or TFT, a measure of productive efficiency by measuring the size of output from unseen inputs including labor, capital, and regulations, fell to 2.9% in the 2010s from 6.4% in the 1980s. The figure stood at 4.2% in the 1990s and 4.1% in the 2000s. Capital accumulation reached its peak at 2.1% in the 1990s from 0.7% in the 1980s, then sharply fell to 0.3% in the 2000s. It stood flat at zero in the 2010s. Average labor hours came to minus 1.2% in the 2010s, compared with 0.1% in the 1980s. It stood at 0.8% and 0.9% in the 1990s and 2000s, respectively. Meanwhile, the employment rate has steadily hovered around 0.4% in the cited decades, Carey said. The think tank voiced concerns that the slowing pace of the potential growth could eventually pull the economy down into negative growth if the issues remained unsolved. The changing labor market affected by the nation's declining birth rate and the aging population trend is likely to further drag down the growth potential, it added. The nation has been slowly morphing into an aged society. The number of senior citizens, or people aged 65 and older, came to 8.21 million as of November last year, data from Statistics Korea showed, accounting for 16.4% of the total population. The economy is projected to become a super-aged society in 2025, when those aged 65 and older account for 20% of the population. The total fertility rate, the average number of children a woman bears in her lifetime, hit a new record low of 0.84 last year. Same data showed. It marked the third straight year that the rate was below 1%. Overall, South Korea's total population grew slightly in the cited period as more Koreans living overseas returned home due to the global COVID-19 pandemic. A total of 51.83 million people lived in South Korea as of November 1, 2020, up 0.1% or 50,000 on year. Since there is a limit to supply in labor and capital, Korea must boost its total factor productivity to nurture its growth potential, said Cho Kwang-ho, the head of Korea's Economy Policy Division. In order to achieve that, an overhaul of the strict business regulations, tax benefits, and support for more research and development must be implemented, Cho added.